This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Mental Health Awareness Month by speaking to a man who's using his own experience to help others. Paul Kern is originally from Ballyburra in County Cavan and is now living in Virginia. After years of struggling with anxiety and depression, Paul is now focused on recovery, raising awareness around mental health and giving back through an upcoming fundraiser in aid of youth mental health support charity Youth Suicide Prevention Ireland. He's also currently working towards a degree in counselling and psychotherapy so he can help others facing similar struggles. Paul, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening on the show. I know that you have really struggled with your own mental health from a very young age. And looking back now, do you feel that enough conversations were happening around mental health when you were growing up?
To be honest, no. I really don't think like at any stage there was enough conversations happening around mental health when I was growing up. But there was definitely much more of a stigma, I think. I'm 33 now, and kind of this time when I was in my teenage years, there was a lot of stigma around mental health, and I think that made me and I suppose a lot of people struggling. It was kind of something that had to be kept hidden rather than openly talk about. There was almost a pressure, you know, just to get on with things, to keep your problems to yourself. And again, it's an invisible pressure that you put on yourself. It's almost not wanting to burden anyone else. But, you know, when you're young and struggling, you often don't fully understand what you're feeling yourself, never mind knowing how to explain it. So I think if those conversations had been more normal, like in schools or at home or just in everyday life, it could have made a huge difference. You know, just even hearing that's okay to ask for help or to reach out would have made a massive difference back then.
Even now, still, I know that a lot of people listening will still relate to that feeling of feeling like they need to bottle things up or feeling unable to talk. Why do you think so many people are struggling to open up?
Again, I think stigma still plays a massive role, even though like we've made an awful lot of progress in Ireland. Like a lot of people still worry that if they open up, they'll be judged or, you know, misunderstood or just seen differently from everyone else. I think people feel like when they're struggling, it somehow means a weakness. But like, in my opinion, it's the exact opposite. Like it takes massive strength to be honest about what you're going through and being able to open up. I think, you know, again, it's that feeling of being a burden. People tell themselves that their problems aren't serious enough or, you know, that other people have bigger problems and they have physical health issues as opposed to mental health.
Yeah.
So I think for young people especially, there can be so much pressure to look okay on the outside. Social media being a big part of that, I think social media can make it seem like everyone else, you know, has their life together. But in reality, it's people only put up what's the best part of their lives and you don't really know what's going on behind closed doors. And just like I'm studying to become a counsellor now at the minute, and I've really come to see how important it is to create safe spaces where people feel heard without judgment. And I think even just opening this conversation, doing a fundraiser and letting people know it's okay not to be okay and to open up and talk about it, you know, even if one person feels like they got something from this, that's my job done today.
Yeah, I want to touch on your training and what you're doing now, and also on your fundraiser as well in just a minute. Just first though, from your own experience, what do you think is missing from Ireland's mental health services right now?
Education in schools, I think it's a big thing. You know, I think proper mental health education could be life-changing and potentially life-saving. You know, like when my time in school there, and I'm not 100% sure if it's got any better now, but I know my time in school, there was very little education on mental health. There was very little support or advertisement even on where to go or who to talk to. Like there's such an emphasis on physical health and mental health is something that just kind of seems to be, again, it's a stigma and it's pushed to a side. I think if young people learn early how to recognise warning signs with their mental health, you know, understand stress, anxieties, low mood and know where to go for support, like it creates awareness for them and confidence for them. So I think education is a big thing, you know, and that's why I admire the charity I'm fundraising for.
Yeah,
Youth Suicide Prevention Ireland, you know, they're bringing that education directly into schools. You know, I think the earlier we normalize these conversations about mental health, the better chance we have of helping young people before they ever reach that crisis point.
Tell me about YSPI, the charity that you just mentioned there that you are fundraising for, and more about the work that they do.
So they provide mental health education directly into schools. So it's schools, youth groups, GAA clubs, soccer clubs, communities all over Ireland. So they distribute mental health awareness resources, packages. They also provide crisis counselling support for people who urgently need help. They provide grants for people who may not be able to afford counselling services. So they were funded, I think, or they were founded back in 2007. And at that time, there was no national charity in Ireland. Kind of, it shows the times we were at back then. There was no national charity in Ireland that specifically focused on youth suicide prevention and self-harm. So last year alone, they supported 32,000 direct contacts, and they handled more than 5,000 urgent crisis requests. Within those 5,000 requests, 95% of contacts were stabilized just within the first contact. So it goes to show how beneficial they are. You know, there's people waiting a long time for counseling and treatment and mental health resources, whereas you pick up the phone to these guys or go onto their website and they will offer the support there, and then they'll bridge that gap between the crisis point and the long-term mental health supports.
We often hear about those waiting lists that you mentioned it's, there that you were referring to, and the struggles that people have in accessing help in this country. Through the best of intentions, it's still a massive issue. What changes would you like to see happen in mental health care in Ireland over the next couple of years?
For me, from my own experience, I think the biggest issue for me was accessibility to services. You know, like taking the first step to ask for help can take huge courage and strength, especially with the stigma that exists around mental health. So when somebody finally reaches out and is then faced with long waiting lists or delays or uncertainty on where to go, like it can feel incredibly discouraging. You know, there is absolutely, there's private counselling services available, which can mean quicker access. But the reality is that private support just isn't financially possible for everyone. So mental health support, in my opinion, should never depend on what somebody can or can't afford. You know, nobody should be left waiting when they've finally found the strength to ask for help. So it's more availability for public services for mental health. And I think the state is highly reliant on fundraisers and charity organisations to support this, but it's the availability and the waiting list that's just a disaster at the minute.
It really is a massive disaster for so many people, and you hear that story come up time and time again of people trying to get help and really struggling with that barrier.
Absolutely.
And I couldn't agree more. I would love to see that changed over the next couple of years. And I know recovery obviously it looks different for everybody. From someone who you have said yourself, you've found yourself at crisis point in the past, what are some of the things that helped you begin healing and moving forward? Obviously, it's different for everyone, but if there is someone this evening that might be suffering in any way with their mental health, what helped you in your case?
Well, just looking back, like it's, as you said, like it's different for everyone else. Like recovery definitely isn't linear. Like it wasn't one big dramatic moment. It was a lot of hard work and it was very gradual. I think one of the biggest turning points was allowing myself to be honest about what was going on in my head and what I was feeling, instead of trying to carry everything on my own and kind of forgetting about the stigma that I had almost created myself. You know, people are going to think this, and we're all so good at doing everyone else's thinking for them. But when I opened up, like it was difficult, but it was one of the biggest turning points in my life. Like support from others made a massive difference. Just learning healthier ways to cope and learning healthier ways to talk and feel, and just being kinder to myself in general. You know, I think just even appreciating the smaller things in life more, things like, you know, just even getting outside or having a quiet moment to myself and reflecting or writing, and just a sense of gratitude for the little things in life really shifted my mindset over time.
It's so interesting that you say there about how we're so good at deciding what other people are thinking or what they would think, when we actually really have no idea. I mean, because everything's
absolutely
individual.
And I tortured myself for a long time, you know, hiding how I was feeling and hiding what was going on. But it's only when you do eventually get to the stage and you open up and you realize the support that you have there. And I understand not everyone will have the same supports, but, you know, I nearly convinced myself at one stage in my life that I had nobody, you know, and once I opened my mouth and was honest about what was going on, I realized I had a hell of a lot of support around me, which was, it was a very, very good experience. You know, it helped me grow, and it helped me to recover.
Yeah, and as you say there about support, everyone's got different circumstances, but there are so many people working to support you regardless. And that support can be found by anyone in so many places. And speaking of the YSPI, I want to talk about your amazing fundraiser that you're doing. When is this big skydive taking place, and how can we support it if people are listening this evening?
So the skydive is in late June. It's the last weekend of June. I don't have a specific date yet, but it will be the last weekend of June. So I'm raising money for the Youth Suicide Prevention Ireland. My initial goal, I set the fundraiser up 3 days ago. My initial goal was €1,000. And to just 5 minutes before I came on air, I had €610. So I would absolutely love to go beyond €1,000. So I've done a skydive before, so it's not my first time, but it feels completely different this time because it's not actually about the experience, it's about the cause, you know, what I'm doing it for. It's about something, you know, doing something I've done before, but using it in a different way to raise awareness, raise funds, and hopefully encourage just conversation around mental health. So even if one person listening feels less alone because of the conversation, you know, that's, as I said, that's my job done today. And
yeah,
absolutely any support or any donations for Youth Suicide Prevention Ireland would be absolutely greatly appreciated. It's an absolutely fantastic charity. And as I said, it's opening the channels to communication, and it's helping people in crisis points.
Tell me where we can find the fundraiser online if people are listening this evening and want to support and get involved.
So my Instagram page is paulcurran09. There's a link there at the top of my page.
Amazing. Well, look, Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the show and for sharing your story. And we're so glad to be able to support you and this, and the very best of luck with the skydive.
Thank you very much. Very much appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it on iRadio.